Hillary Clinton barely squeaked out a win in Iowa, and Bernie Sanders trounced her in New Hampshire. Nevada, which holds its Democratic caucuses on Saturday, is considered friendlier territory for Clinton. NPR's Ina Jaffe has been talking with Democratic voters there, and she found that the generation gap persists between older voters who see Clinton's candidacy as a reward for a lifetime of struggle and younger voters who don't see it that way.
Nevada is supposed to be part of Hillary Clinton's firewall, the place where she begins to turn things around and pull ahead of Bernie Sanders. One of her advantages is supposed to be the state's sizable number of Latino voters. Many of them backed her in 2008 when she virtually split the state with Barack Obama. But back then, Cynthia Salgado was 9 years old. Now she's a caucus precinct captain for Sanders.
There's people around my neighborhood that still don't know what the caucus is about, and I try to keep them informed and make sure I come here every day to do so.
Here is the Sanders campaign office in North Las Vegas, a largely Latino part of town. Salgado, who will be voting for the first time, was going to back Clinton because that was all she knew.
To be honest, I wasn't for Bernie at the beginning because I didn't know about him until I got introduced through a video, and that video was through Facebook. And I clicked on it, which I usually don't do, and I saw him speak, and I saw how passionate he was. I heard how genuine he was. Like, everything he said, I stood for as well. It just got to me.
She likes his consistency on issues, how he's held the same positions throughout his many years in politics. She likes what he says about immigration and about making public college tuition-free.
I'm not sure if I'll be attending college, you know, because of the cost. But what I'm doing right now is fighting for my right for that education.
Salgado says that issues like education and immigration are more urgent than electing the nation's first woman president. That's not the case for 53-year-old Lisa McAllister.
I think it's very important in the long run. I think that we've seen that with President Obama, that he has brought racial issues to the forefront that we need to have to the forefront. And it is more than past women's turn to have a woman in the White House.
McAllister had just left a luncheon of the Clark County Women's Democratic Club at a local hotel. And one thing you should know about Las Vegas, if you attend a luncheon or banquet anywhere in town, you're just a few steps from a casino, which is where we had this conversation. McAllister says that younger women seem to have some blind spots when it comes to Clinton.
They're not getting the pragmatism. They're not getting the fact that she can get things done. I love the fact that the young people are so idealistic, but there's idealism and there's realism, and Hillary's about the real thing.
Hillary is a great woman. Ain't no way that I go no other place.
That's 83-year-old Ruby Duncan, who was also at the luncheon. Duncan met Clinton in the 1970s when they were both involved with the Children's Defense Fund.
Hillary was a great supporter of poor women and struggling women, and especially hunger. Hunger was one of her things.
Duncan is a bit of a legend in Las Vegas for her work to desegregate the Vegas Strip decades ago. She feels that younger women don't fully grasp the struggles of their mothers and grandmothers.
I am talking to some of the younger ones.
Which includes her own granddaughters and great-granddaughters.
And they have a brilliant, intelligent mind, but they didn't come along when the most of all of us pioneers came along. They do not understand because they got everything from us during their early years.
And now she wants to give them one more thing, the model of a woman holding the highest office in the land. Unlike her great-granddaughters, she says she doesn't have decades to wait and see if that happens. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.